Joshua in chapter 1.
Joshua chapter 1.
Now you can rehearse this. You can say it all from verse 1 to 9 of your head, right?
Yeah,
so I believe you won't be able to forget this scripture, because I'm not sure how many times we have read it in a series of meetings.
Akuna chazokwanisa kukoshwa chapter iyo ine kuti taiverenga ndizive kuti kangane misangano yakasiyana siyana.
Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying.
Zvino Moses muranda waJehovah wakati afa, Jehovah akataura naJoshua mwanakomana waNun, muranda waMoses akati.
Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, into the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel.
Moses muranda wangu wafa, zvino sumuka iwe uyambuke Jorodhani urwu, iwe nevanhu ava vose muende kunyika yandinovapa ivo vana vaIsraeri.
Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto thee, as I said unto Moses.
Nzvimbo imwe neimwe ichatsikwa netsoka dzenyu ndakakupai iyo sezvandakataura naMoses.
From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast.
Kubva murenje reRebanoni iri kusvikira parwizi rukuru irwo rwizi Euphrates, nenyika yose yevaheti kusvikira kugungwa guru kurutivi rwamavira zuva ndiyo nyika yenyu.
There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
Hakuno munhu uchagona kumira pamberi pako mazuva ose oupenyu hwako. Ndichava newe sezvandaisiva naMozisi, handingakuregi kana kukusiya.
Be strong and of a good courage, for unto these people shall thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them.
Simba utsunge moyo, nokuti uchagarisa vanhu ava nhaka yandakapikira kumadzibaba avo kuti ndichavapa iyo ive yavo.
Only be thou strong and very, very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Asi usimbe nokutsunga mwoyo kwazvo kuti uchenjere kuita mirayiro wose wandakarayira Mozisi muranda wangu. Usatsauka kwauri kana kurudyi kana kuruboshwe, kuti uve nomufaro pose paunoenda.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Bhuku iyi yomurayiro haifaniri kubva pamuromo wako, asi unofanira kuirangarira masikati nousiku kuti uchenjere kuita zvose zvakanyorwamo, nokuti nokudaro uchazviwanira mufaro panzira yako nokubata nokuchenjera.
Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Ko handina kukurayira here? Simba utsunge mwoyo, usatya kana kuvhundutswa, nokuti Jehovha Mwari wako unewe kwose kwaunoenda.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word.
Ariwawedzere maropafadzo kuri kwashoko ravo tigare zviri pasi.
As I was with Moses,
tirikuendera mberi zvandakanga ndiina Moses ndichavaonewe zvekare.
Amen.
Amen.
Is a great portion of scripture,
chikamu chikuru chegwaro,
which shows a transition period,
chinoratidza nguva yekusanduka,
from ministry to ministry.
Kubva pane imwe shumiro tichienda pane imwe shumiro.
Because now we realize that a ministry does not just come from nowhere.
Tinocherechedza zvino kuti shumiro haingonyuka.
But God has got to make sure there must be a recipient of a preceding ministry.
Vanotova nechokwadi kuti panofanira kunge paine anogamuchira shumiro inenge yamuka.
Amen.
Amen.
And especially in the hour that we are living in.
Kunyanya sei munguva yatiri kurarama mairi.
Amen.
Amen.
Where people would want to rise up and say they are starting something.
Apo vanhu vanongonyuka vototi tatotanga.
Brother, sister, we're not starting anything.
Ama hanzvadzi isu hatina chatiri kutanga isu.
Amen.
Amen.
But we know that there's been a prophet in the land.
Tinoziva kwakanga kuine muprofita munyika ino.
He brought a message.
Akaunza mharidzo.
And that is what we are repeating all the time.
Iyoyo ndoya tikungoramba tichidzokorodza nguva dzose.
The rest of the world today
pasi rose nyika yose nhasi uno
is under the influence of that message.
Iri pasi perunziro yemharidzo iyoyo.
Amen.
Amen.
As it was in the first Exodus,
sezva zvaiva mukubuda kwekutanga,
when God sent forth a prophet Moses with a message,
paakatuma muprofita Mozisi nemharidzo,
we got to realize
tofanwa kucherechedza
that the message of Moses,
mharidzo ya Moses,
was not only to Israel,
yanga isiri yekuIsraeri chete,
although it was centered or pointed to Israel,
sezvo yanga kunyange zvayo yanga yakanangiswa paIsraeri,
you are all witnesses
tose tiri zvapupu
that the law which our lawyers today are using
kuti murao uri kushandiswa nemagweta edu nhasi
is not what they got from school.
Hausi vavakadzidza kuchikoro murayiro kushandiswa nemagweta,
but this is what they call the Roman Dutch law.
Vari kushandisa matare aya inonzi Roman Dutch law,
and that one is what Moses brought.
Iyoyo Roman Dutch law ndo yakaunzwa na Moses.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
And even many of the cultures of the world today,
yange zvitendwa zvizhinji kana kuti tsika zhinji dzenyika pasi rose nhasi,
they are all copying from Moses.
Vari kutora kubva pamurayiro waMoses.
We are all affected.
Tese tinobatikana nenyaya
by the law of Moses.
Nemurayiro waMoses.
Amen.
Amen.
We are blessed.
Tinoropafadzwa.
Under the ministry that God brought to us in this end.
Takaiswa pasi peshumiro yatakaunzirwa naMwari munguva ino.
And in a similar way,
nenzira yakada kufanana,
God brought a messenger.
Mwari vakaunza nhume
on the earth.
Panyika.
He does not have to take as many years as it took Moses message to go around the world.
Azvitore makore akatorwa nemharidzo yaMoses kuti isvike pasi rose.
But just a matter of few decades ago.
Makore mashoma mazana apfuura.
When God took his messenger away.
Mwari pavakaendesa tora mutumwa wavo kubva panyika.
There is no Pentecostal preacher today.
Hakune muparidzi wechipentecosti nhasi.
That preaches a sensible message.
Anoparidza zvine musoro.
Unless he picks from what Brother Branham said.
Kunze kwokunge anokora kune zvakataurwa nemuprofita Brother Branham.
Amen.
Amen.
There is no sensible speaker.
Hapana mutauri ane ataura zvine musoro.
In this world.
Pasi rose munyika ino.
Apart from the one that takes from William Branham.
Kunze kweuyo anotaura anokora kubva kuna William Branham.
Every preacher today.
Vaparidzi vese nhasi.
If at all they've got to say something sensible.
Kana achitoda kuti ataure zvinhu zvine musoro zvine kumeso.
They must quote from William Branham.
Vanofanira kutonokora kubva kumuprofita.
Amen.
Amen.
Because this is the only power.
Nekuti iri ndiro rega simba.
That is shaking in this hour.
Riri kuzungunusa munguva ino.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the message of William Branham.
Oh, maridzo ya William Branham.
So we are not hiding.
Isu manje hati hwande.
And pretend like we don't know.
Toita sekuti hatizive.
We quote it in the open.
Tinozvinokora pachena munhu wese achinzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we know that we are students of Malachi 4.
Nekuti tinoziva kuti tiri vadzidzi vaMalachi 4.
Malachi 4 actually came to us.
Malachi 4 wakainge isu.
He came because of us.
Akatouya nekuda kwedu isu.
Behold, I send you Elijah.
Tarira, ndinokutumirai Eria muprofita.
Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Zuva guru raJehovha rinotyisa risati rauya.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet told us before God sends a prophet.
Anotiudza Mwari asati atumira muprofita.
He must be having a people on the earth.
Vanofanira kunge paitori nevanhu panyika pacho.
We have got to accept that message.
Vanogamuchira mharidzo yemuprofita iyi.
We are so glad.
Tinofara chaizvo zvikuru.
That we are not hiding from nowhere.
Hatina patiri kuhanda isusu.
We have come up in the open.
Takauya pajekerere.
To say we are recipients of that message.
Kuti ndisu vakagamuchira mharidzo iyoyo.
And we love it.
Tinoida.
And we know that the power of the message.
Toziva kuti simba remharidzo.
Is living in us.
Riri kurarama matiri.
One of the days.
Umwe mazuva anaya
we're going to be changed.
Tichasandurwa
because of the power of that message.
Nekuda kwesimba remharidzo iyoyo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are placing ourselves.
Tiri kuzviisa
on the pages of prophecy.
Pa page echiprofita.
As it was in the first Exodus.
Sezva zvaiva mukubuda kwekutanga.
So is it in this last Exodus.
Zvazviriwo mukubuda kuno kwekupedzisira.
So we don't have to guess.
hatifanira kuita zvokufungidzira.
But everything has been laid for us.
Zvese zvakaiswa pachena kuitira isusu.
There was a Moses and had a pillar of fire.
Kwaiva naMozisi neshongo yemoto ikoko kokutanga.
And there were a people that came in the Exodus.
Kwaiva nevanhu vakapinda mukubudawo.
In this end time,
munguva ino yekupedzisira,
God has sent for the prophet.
Mwari vakatumira muprofita.
And a pillar of fire.
Shongo yemoto.
And we are the people.
Isu ndisu vanhu vacho.
That are coming in that Exodus.
Vari kupinda mukubuda ikoko.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi here.
Amen.
Amen.
So we want to do exactly what happened then.
Tirakuita chaizvo chaizvo zvakaitika ikoko nguva yaMoses.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Moses did not take them across.
Moses haana kunovayambutsa mhiri.
Amen.
Kunyika yechipikiro.
Moses was allowed by the Lord to stand up on the mountain.
Moses akazotenderwa naMwari kuti mira pagoma.
And look across the river Jordan.
Utarise mhiri kweJordan.
Look at the promises.
Tarisa vimbiso dzese idzo.
That God has given you.
Dzawakapiwa naMwari.
And this is what you've been prophesying about.
Ndo chiprofita chako chaunga uri kuprofita nguva yese.
You are not going.
Iwe hausi kunopindako.
Amen.
Amen.
But there is another people that's going there.
Pane vamwe vanhu vari kunopinda ikoko.
That's the Joshua group.
Ndo boka ra Joshua.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet would have wanted.
Profita angadai akato aitoda.
He wanted to live until the coming of the Lord.
Aitoda kurarama kusvika Ishe vauya.
And experience the body change.
Vonyatso kuona chiitiko cheimushandiro kwemutumbi.
But God did not allot that promise for him.
Mwari havana kuvapa vimbiso iyoyo muprofita.
But he has allotted that to you.
Asi vakapa chikamu ichocho kwauri iwewe neni.
We are waiting for a body change.
Takamirira kusandiro kwemutumbi.
Amen.
Amen.
But we must receive a message.
Asi tinofanirwa kugamuchira maridzi.
That was brought to us in this day.
Yakaunzwa kwatiri mumazuva
ano. Because the power to change.
Kuti simba rekusandura.
Is inside that message.
Riri mukati memharidzo iyoyo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when Moses went off the scene.
Moses paakabva pamamiriro ezvinhu.
God was not quiet.
Mwari havana kubva vanyarara.
Because the God of Moses did not die.
Mwari waMoses havana kufa.
The God of Moses was alive.
Mwari waMoses aiva mupenyu.
And we're glad to say he is still alive.
Tinofara kutoti nanhasi achiri mupenyu.
Amen.
Amen.
And he desired to complete the Exodus.
Aida kutoshuvira kupedzisa kubuda kwaanga atanga.
And he raised up Joshua.
Akasumudza Joshua.
And told him to proceed.
Ndobva amudza kuti enderera mberi.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, it was only Joshua and Caleb.
Ndi Joshua na Caleb chete.
Only 2 out of 2 million people.
Vaviri mamirioni maviri akabuda kuEgypta.
That crossed the Red Sea.
Vakayambuka kungwa dzvuku.
Only 2 were alive.
Vaviri ndovanga vachiri vapenyu pangu.
The rest died in the desert.
Vamwe vese vakaperera murenje.
Amen.
Amen.
Only 2. And the prophet says,
vaviri chete muprofita anoti.
Joshua is a type of the end time leader.
Joshua mufananidzo womutungamiri wenguva yekupedzisira.
That must take Israel across.
Anofana kuyambutsa Israel mhiri.
And Caleb is a type of a faithful church.
Caleb mufananidzo wekereke yakatendeka.
That stood close.
Yakanyatso kumira pedyo.
To Joshua the leader.
Na Joshua mutungamiri.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are so glad.
Tine mufaro mukuru.
That we are identified.
Tinobatanidzwa nevaviri vava.
We are not looking for a man called Joshua.
Hatisi kutsvaga murume anozviti ndiye Joshua.
So that he might lead us across.
Kuti agotitungamira kuyambuka.
Amen.
Amen.
If your name is Joshua,
kana uchi,
beautiful.
Kana uchinzi Joshua zvakaisonaka izvo.
But the scripture is not talking about you.
Asi gwaro iro harisi kureva iwe manje.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't worry changing your name.
Usanetsekane zvako kuti wada kuzonzi Joshua nekusandura zita.
So that you can lead the people.
Kuti ugofita kuti ndinoda kutungamira vanhu.
Don't worry.
Usanetsekane izvo.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it is going to be out of the shadows.
Nekuti zvinenge zvabuda mumimvuri nemufananidzo.
Is that right?
Amen.
But Joshua is a type.
Joshua mufananidzo.
Of the end time leader.
We mutungamiri wenguva yekupedzisira.
The Holy Spirit.
We yamutsvene.
Who is going to take us across.
Anofanha kuti yambutsa mhiri.
Amen.
Amen.
So the rest of the people that crossed the river Jordan.
Saka vamwe vanhu vese vakanoyambukira rwizi Jordan.
To get into the promises of God.
Pinda munyika yechipikirwa zvipikirwa zvaMwari.
They were never in Egypt.
Havana kumbenge vari kuEgypta imwe
nguva. They don't know what Egypt was.
Vanga vasaziye kuti Egypta chaiva chii.
They never experienced.
Havana kumbira vakava nechiitiko.
The first revival of the Exodus.
Cherumutsiro rokutanga rokubuda.
These were children that were born in the wilderness.
Vana nevazukuru vakazvarwa murenje.
Amen.
Amen.
That had to cross over.
Ndo vakazonoyambukira ivo.
And when you look into the message circles.
Tarisa mumharidzo munharaunda dzacho.
The bone frees are getting to be more than the ones that came in the message.
Ma bring them in ari kuwanda kupfuura vakauya mumharidzo.
Amen.
Amen.
And it is our desire.
Chishuo chedu.
that these young people
kuti vechidika
must know God
vanofanirwa kuziva Mwari
the way their fathers knew God
kamuziro kaaitwa nemadzibaba avo.
It must be an experience.
Tinofanira kuva chiitiko chake.
Because that experience is what is going to carry them across.
Nekuti chiitiko ichocho ndochavatakura kuyambutsa.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe that is also our desire.
Tenda kuti ndochiwo chedu zvekare.
Praise God.
Mwari ngavakudzwe.
We want to cross over onto the other side.
Kuyambukira pamwe chete kuenda kune rumwe rutivi.
Amen.
Amen.
As soon as Joshua was given the command,
Joshua achingopedza kupiwa rairo,
he felt the responsibility.
Akanzwa mungava webasa.
He says, "We can't stay here."
Akati hatirambe tiri pano.
Again. But we have got to cross over onto the other land. Straight away.
Ipapo.
He had to tell the people.
Akatoudza vanhu.
Blow the trumpet.
Ridzai hwamanda.
Tell everybody in the different camps.
Udzai munhu wese mumisasa yakasiyana siyana.
Yet 3 days.
Kwasara mazuva matatu.
We are crossing over.
Tichange tichiyambukira.
Amen.
Amen.
Because they knew. Joshua knew.
Joshua aiziva.
That the commission wasn't for them just to sit and study the commission.
Kutumwa hakusiko kungoti aifana kugara pasi vonyatsokunzvera nezvekutumwa kwake.
He heard it.
Akazviwa.
And he was supposed to be in action.
Aifana kubata basa.
And this is what happened to him.
Ndo zvakaitika paari.
I want to believe that we do.
Tinotenda kuti nesu.
We don't just want to hear the commission.
Hatingoda kunzwa kutumwa.
We must be in action.
Tinofanira kunge tichimhanya mhanya.
We have got to move.
Tinofanira kufamba mberi.
Amen.
Amen.
We must know that we are in a journey.
Tinofanira kuziva kuti tiri parwendo.
Because remember,
nekutirangarira.
The message
Maridzo.
Is not another church.
Haisi imwe chema church.
Just like any other church.
Yakangofanana naone mamwe masangano ayo ari kwa.
This is an organism, is alive.
Imenyu Maridzo iyi.
We are alive and we are moving.
Tiri vanhu vapenyu vari kufamba.
If we are moving, we must know where we are coming from and where we are going.
Kana tichifamba tinofanira kuziva.
The moment you stop,
paunongomira chete,
devils catch up with you.
Madimoni anobva akubata.
But we must be moving all the time.
Isunguva yese tinofanira kuramba tiri parwendo tichifamba.
This is what the prophet says, I like a religion with emotion.
Ndokusaka muprofita achiti ndinofarira chinamato chine manyawo chine kufamba machiri.
We are moving, brethren.
Tiri kufamba.
Amen. Now, the prophet preached this message as I was Moses
Profita.
In 1960. But we notice that in
57,
that's when he had seen the Bible coming in. We are repeating some of these things on purpose so that you can understand. Is that right?
Amen.
So 1957. Brother Branham saw a vision.
Brother Branham vanoona chiratidzo.
Of this Bible coming down.
Chibhaibheri chiburuka.
And he saw a finger.
Obvaona munwe.
Parting the pages of the Bible. Uchivhura
mapage emubhaibheri.
Is that right? And going to Joshua chapter 1.
Obvaenda pana Joshua chapter 1.
And going down from verse 1 to verse 9. Obvatanga
kudzika kubva verse 1 kusvika verse 9.
So that the prophet,
kuita kuti muprofita,
will be caught.
Abatwe.
And get to identify himself
obvazvibatanidza
with that scripture
negwaro irore.
Is that right?
Amen.
For us,
kuitira kuti isu,
we don't just want to say, oh yeah, that was for Brother Branham.
Hatidi kungoti zvaiva zvaBrother Branham.
But I would like you to say,
ndirakuti ugoti,
that is for me.
Ndezvangu.
Because God wants you to know that
you've
got to be courageous.
Unofanira kuva wakashinga.
And you must know that no man, no spirit, no demon
is
going to stand before you the rest of your life. As long as you live, as long as you are in the message, there's no power that is going to stand before you. Only be courageous. What else did he say? The law of this book must never depart out of your mouth. You got to meditate upon it day and night. This is why we are quoting it. It must never depart. We got to meditate. Because this is the only power that is on the earth today that can give us a changing. Because we got to be off from the face of this earth. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
So now, I'm not going to read so many quotes tonight. Because I want you to realize that the prophet was looking at a vision. And he was moving. Amen.
Amen.
It's different from Catholicism
zvakasiyana nechikatorik izvi
and denominationalism
nezvemasanganwa
where all the parishes they are given what to read on a certain Sunday.
Apo vese vanopiwa zvekuti musi wesvondo unoverenga chii.
Is all right?
Amen.
If you read something else, it means you are rebellious.
Ukangoverenga zvimwe zvausina kupiwa pa program uri mupanduki.
Is that true? Every Sunday.
Svondo ega ega.
The priest has got to read what is prescribed for that day.
Purisita anotori nekabhuku kakanyorwa kakatsaurwa izvezvo iroro.
That is their message.
Ndo maridzo yavo iyo.
It was programmed in January.
Yakaprogramwa muna January.
For the whole year.
Gore rese kusvika December.
But not for us.
Kwete isu saya.
Amen. We also must look at a vision.
Tinofanira kutarisawo chiratidzo.
Because we are moving.
Nekuti tiri kufamba.
1961. Brother Branham preached a message on paradox.
Brother Branham akataridza maridzo nenji.
And in that message,
mumaridzo iyoyo,
he saw a vision.
Vakaona chiratidzo.
That he was standing on the map of Palestine.
Vanga vakamira pa map ye Israel Palestina.
And he was going down the River Jordan.
Vanga vari kudzika kurwizi Jordan.
And he had moved 2/3 of the journey.
Vanga vafamba zvikamu zviviri kubva muzvitatu
zverwendo. Which meant one more third.
Zvichireva kuti chikamu chimwe chete chaizotera.
Is what was remaining.
Ndochanga chasara.
For them to finish up the journey.
Kuti vagopedzisa rwendo irworo.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Branham was not just doing it to repeat a vision that he had seen to the church.
Brother Branham yanga isingorinyaya kunakidzwa nekudzokorora chiratidzo chavanga vaona kuchechi.
Is that right?
Izvozve.
But he was making sure he posts you.
Vaiva nechokwadi kuti vakusvitsa.
He is posting you to a place.
Vari kukusvitsa panzvimbo.
So that you realize that you are moving.
Kuti ucherechedze kuti tiri kufambira mberi.
Is that right?
Ndichokwadi.
So, and he says, only across the River Jordan.
Hanzi ikoko chete mhiri kwa Jordan.
That's where all the promises lay.
Ndokwanga kuine vimbiso dzose.
Not on this side Jordan.
Chete mhiri ino ye Jordan.
But on the other side.
Asi kune imwe mhiri tayambuke.
The church.
Kereke.
Has got to be adopted.
Inofanwa kugadzwa umwana.
The church.
Kereke.
Has got to move out of the wilderness.
Vanofanwa kufamba kubuda murenje.
They've got to move out of gossip.
Vanofanwa kubuda mumakuwa.
They've got to move out of pointing fingers at one another.
Vanofana kubuda kunongedzerana munwe.
They must move away from arguments.
Vanofana kubuda mumakakatanwa munharo.
They must move away from worldliness.
Vanofana kubuda mune zvinhu zvenyika.
Do you know why they could not leave the wilderness?
Mozisi aitadza kubuda kubva murenje.
They were part of the world.
Vanga vachiri chikamu chenyika.
Is that right?
Amen.
They would go around their back again.
Vaingotenderera tenderera vodzoka panzvimbo imwe chete.
Because how could you leave the world when your roots are in the world?
Ungasiya sei nyika iyo midzi yako yakadzikwa munyika.
But until the bride.
Asi kusvikira mwenga.
Comes to a point of realization.
Asvika paano cherechedza.
That we don't belong here.
Kuti hatisi vepano.
We are going.
Tiri kuenda.
We want to leave the fashions of this world.
Hatisi kuda kusiya zvinhu zvese zvefashion yenyika
ino. Music of this world.
Tiri kusiya mhanzi yenyika ino.
We want to leave the things of this world.
Tiri kusiya zviro zvenyika ino.
We are going home.
Tiri kuenda kumusha.
Only until we realize that.
Kusvikira chete tacherechedza.
Then we are going.
Tinobva tava vanhu vari kuenda.
Is that right?
Amen.
Because as long as we are attached.
Chero chete tichakabatanidzwa.
We're going to speak like the world.
Tichataura senyika.
We're going to dress like the world.
Topfeka senyika.
We're going to argue like the world.
Tichaita naro sevanhu venyika.
Because we're part and parcel of the world.
Kuti uri chikamu chenyika iyo.
But only until you move out.
Asi chete kusvika wabuda.
Then you will never be a part of the world.
Hauzova chikamu chenyika.
You're going to say we are going home.
Iwe uchazengwa kutaura mutauro wekuti tinoenda kumusha.
Is that right?
Izvozve.
So the prophet was also looking in the ministry.
Saka muprofita vaita vose upashumiro.
First pool is finished.
Kudonza kwokutanga kwanga pfura.
Second pool is finished.
Kudonza kwepiri kwapfura.
The last pool.
Kudonza kwokupedzisira.
Is the third pool.
Ndokudonza kwetatu.
Is that right?
Izvozve.
That's where he had to move into.
Ndopa vanga vada kufamba kupinda makuru.
Not himself only.
Kwete ivo vega.
But the church also.
Nekerekewo zvekare.
Has got to move.
Inofanirwa kufamba.
Is that right?
Amen.
And when the prophet is gone,
profita akanaenda,
we are not going back to the first pool.
Hatidzokere ku first pool nokuti muprofita aenda.
No, no. Where he left you,
paakakusiira,
is where you are going to start from.
Ndopaunotangira.
And proceed.
Uchienda mberi kwete kududuzai.
Is that right?
Amen.
We discovered the other day.
Takazoona imwe nguva.
That you see, the reason why the prophet took a long time, 14 years, in the second pool.
Konzero muprofita akatora makore 14 vari mukudonza kwepi.
Praying for the sick.
Vachinamatira varwere.
Discernment.
Vachinzvera moyo.
Amen.
Amen.
People enjoyed that.
Vanhu vachiropafadzwa kwazvo.
And his love for the people.
Rudo rwavo kuvanhu.
Kept him on that mountain.
Ndorwakavachengeta pagomo iroro.
Is that right?
Amen.
it also gets to be very exciting for the church. Amen.
Amen.
To see things happening.
Is
that right? To see things happening. It's exciting for the church. But first pool does not take you in the rapture. Second pool does not take you in the rapture. Is that right?
Amen.
It's the third pool that must take you in the rapture. If we come to realization of the things that have got to take us across, it will do us a lot of good. Amen.
Amen. 1959.
Amen. Brother Branham preached a message.
Brother Branham
speak to this mountain. I want to read paragraph
62.
Is that right? I believe that the church of the living God is moving into a sphere.
Now,
that's going to shake the whole world. That's the first time it's been since the days of Jesus of Nazareth. To a human being, ask anything you will, and it shall be given unto you. Anything you desire. Don't you see the words of Jesus Christ
being fulfilled?
Oh, it's going to come to pass pretty soon. I'm looking for it to happen in this meeting. I'm wanting it to happen now. Amen. That the anointing will strike the whole church of the living God. And she will rise to her feet like a mighty marching army.
The
sick will be healed by a word. The blind will see. The deaf will hear. The dead will be raised up. And the power of God will shake the world with the church of the living God. We're in the process of it now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He says, I believe it's soon coming to pass. I believe it will be just exactly that way. I believe it's going to strike the church of God soon. And it's going to start a revival that will shake the world. I believe it.
1959.
Speak to the mountain. Speak what you want. It is going to come to pass. And he's telling us that the church of the living God, amen,
amen,
is moving into a sphere. Moving from one sphere into another one. Amen.
Amen.
Where it is the church that is going to shake the world. Meaning the church is going to have power. It's not shaking the world with human power, but shaking the world with the power of God. And the power is in the message. Is that right? Are you seeing the movement? Praise God.
Amen.
I want to read another quote. Amen.
Amen.
The end time sign seed.
The end time sign seed.
Amen.
Amen.
This is 1962.
Are you
seeing the movement? Amen. Now, just one thing more. Listen. Now listen close. Don't fail to find this now. Before the first coming of Jesus, the astronomers of India, Magis, I have missionaries in India.
I have missionaries in India.
And talked with Magis about this. And they were watching. They were astronomers. They were watching the heavenly bodies. And they say God always declares himself in the heavenly bodies heavenly body before he does in the earth.
Hanzi Mwari vanotanga vazarura mitumbi yemudenga munyeredzi nezvakadaro vasati vazviita panyika pana.
Is the Indian saying that?
MaIndia ari kutaurira muprofita.
The astrologers.
Avo vachenjeri vanonzvera nyeredzi.
The ones that study the stars.
Vanogara vachinzvera nyeredzi.
He declares it in the stars first.
Mwari vanotanga vazivisa nenyeredzi mudenga umba kutanga.
Before he shows it on the earth.
Zvisati zvaonekwa panyika pano
zvakuratidza. Is that correct?
Icho kwadi here?
Amen. So before he does anything.
Mwari vasaita chimwe chinhu.
And they say.
Vakati.
Why?
See.
The three wise men
avo vachenjeri vatatu
went to worship
pavakaenda kunoona
this king that was to rule the earth.
Mambo yaizotonga nyika pasi rose.
A baby king.
Mwana komana mwana mudiki mambo.
They followed Esther.
Vakateera nyeredzi.
Is that right?
Izvozve.
Says your scripture says.
Hanzi ndozvotaurwa nemagwaro enyu.
He says but frankly
asi zvirokwazvo
there was three stars.
Kwakanga kuine nyeredzi nhatu.
That came together.
Zakabatana pamwe chete.
Made one star.
Zikaita nyeredzi imwe chete.
Is that right? Mm. In other words, the three went into a constellation.
Hanzi nemumwe mutauro.
A line.
Ne nyeredzi nhatu dzakapinda muboka.
You are only seeing one.
Uchibva nedui rimwe chete unongoona riri boka rimwe chete unoona se one.
Is that right?
Izvozve.
But they came together and made one star.
Asi dzakaya pamwe chete dzikaita nyeredzi imwe chete.
The Christian astronomer.
Iwa makristo anonzvera nyeredzi.
That I was talking to.
Vandanga ndiri kutaura nawa.
Oh my God.
Iwa vachenjeri vanzveri venyu.
That means.
Vakati zvinoreva kuti.
That there were three races of people.
Kwaiva nemaboka matatu evanhu.
That this man died for.
Vakafirwa nemurume.
The only three races.
Marudzi amatatu aya.
There is Ham, Shem and Japheth.
Ndi Ham, Shem na Japheth vanhu vacho.
Amen. And when this gospel has been preached to Ham, Shem and Japheth people.
Ivhangeri rakaparidzirwa kuvanhu vaHamu, Shemu naJafeti.
They come together in this gospel.
Vakauya pamwe chete muivhangeri.
Then the return will be.
Zvino tinobva tazodzokera.
Amen.
Amen.
His return will. That's when he is going to come back.
All right. Iye anofanira kubva adzoka.
After these have received the message.
Mashure mukunge vatatu vagamuchira maridzo anobva adzoka. Ndizvozvo.
If he wants to believe that.
Kana uchida kuzvitenda.
Three is a number of perfection.
Utatu zvoreva kukwaniswa.
Amen. But what do I believe? That three what?
Asi tinombotenda kuti zvitatu zvaireveiko.
Amen. What do we believe?
Isu tinotenda chii?
It was a tree of perfection.
Yanga iri
that the Trinity of God.
Hukukwaniswa zviratidza unyamutatu hwaMwari.
He is the Father, he is the Son, he is the Holy Ghost.
Mwari baba, mwana komana mweya mutsvene.
Made manifest in a man.
Zvakaratidzwa mumunhu.
Jesus Christ.
Jesu Kristu.
The one perfect man.
Munhu mumwe chete akakwana.
All other men had failed.
Vamwe varume vese vanga vakundika.
Everything else had died.
Zvimwe zvese zvanga zvafa.
But here came a man.
Asi hepano pari kusvika murume.
That could not die.
Anga asingagone kufa.
Perfection.
Kukwaniswa.
That even death couldn't kill him.
Kunyange rufu harina kukwanisa kumuuraya.
He rose again.
Akamuka zvikara.
Is that right?
Izvozve.
Amen.
Amen.
But watch.
Asi tarisai.
Three is a number of perfection.
3 inhamba yekukwaniswa.
We all know that.
Tese tinoziziva izvo.
3 is God's number of his numerology.
3 inhamba yaMwari munhamba dzaMwaridzi.
Amen. God is known by his numbers.
Mwari vanozikanwa nemanhamba avo.
3 is perfection.
3 kukwaniswa.
And 7 is worship.
7 kurushumira kuruna
mata. 24 is worship.
24.
40 is temptation.
40 mwedzo.
50 is Pentecost, jubilee.
50 Pentecost, jubilee.
And so forth.
Nezvakadaro.
All of these numbers.
My number is
his numerals.
My number
of God is perfected.
Anokwaniswa.
Amen. Is in perfection.
Ari mukukwana.
3 is a number of perfection.
3 in number yekukwaniswa.
Just before when the listen now close.
Teresa,
when the 3 baby when the little baby Christ was born.
Apo mwana mudiki Kristu paakazvarwa.
3 stars went together.
Nyeredzi nhatu dzakauya pamwe chete.
And made the one morning star.
Ndobva dzaita nyeredzi imwe chete yamangwanani yamatatu.
That reflected the coming of the infant Christ.
Yanga iri kuratidza kuuya kwerusvava Kristu.
A perfect one.
Iye wakakwana.
Are you getting that?
Uri kuzvibata here?
When the three magi.
Vachenjeri vatatu kumabvazuva.
Who were way in the east.
Vanga vari kumabvazuva.
Sorry, I'm pointing the wrong direction.
Vanga vari kumabvazuva. All
right. They saw the three stars in the big three stars lined up.
Vakaona nyeredzi nhatu dziri murundaza.
And they followed up.
Vakateera.
Is that right?
Amen.
And that led them to the place where Christ was born.
Nyeredzi idzo dzakavatungamirira kunzvimbo yakazvarirwa Kristu.
And you hear what the prophet is saying?
Manzwa zvataura muprofita.
The birth of the infant Messiah.
Kuzvarwa kweuyu mudiki Messiah.
Amen. The appearance of them stars was a sign that the Messiah is now on the earth. God is manifested in a body. Is that right? So they took 2 years to travel and they followed the star. And that led them to Bethlehem of Judea. And they saw the infant Christ, infant Messiah. And they brought in their gifts. Is that right? So the Magi were led by the stars. Is that right? The prophet is taking time to describe this because he wants to hit onto something. Now, what happened? He says, we see a roll in the paper. A roll.
Noise.
Noise. Amen. Across the television, out across the nations. Can you give us a quote up there? He says, where 5 stars just fell in line with the world. Just fell in line with the world. Meaning with this earth. That's 5. Number of grace. Every time those stars come, something happens on the earth. Is that right? What taken place? 5 stars fell in. What was it? Introducing of what? Amen. Since then, just look what's taken place. Germany almost washed off the map. Some of the Magi said that the world would burst like a watermelon. Every distressful things prophesied by them for the last days. Look what's taken place. England the other day had a storm that blew away 70,000 houses in one day. Disasters everywhere.
Nyonga kwese kwese.
California, Los Angeles.
California, Los Angeles.
Like to wash into the ocean.
What is it?
Beginning of sorrows.
Kutanga kwenamo.
This is 1962. Is that right? Amen. Earthquakes.
It's
picked up everywhere.
Kutanga kwenamo. Kwese
kwese. Why is it?
Say zvakadaro.
5 stars.
Come
into line.
Zakapinda mumtsara.
Grace.
Nyasha.
God's grace.
Nyasha dzamwari.
Amen.
Amen.
What happened?
Chii chakamboitika?
Infant church.
Kakereke kadika.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A bride.
Mwenga.
Infancy.
Mudiko wake.
That the power of God has begun to fall on him.
Ratanga kuwira paari.
What year is this?
Chii gore ripi?
1962.
1962.
Amen.
Amen.
So, 3 stars. Infant Messiah.
Mudiku.
5 stars.
Nyeredzi shanu.
Infant church.
Zekereke duku.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
A bride.
Mwenga.
In its infancy.
Mudiku wawo.
You are not born adult. Is that correct?
Hauzvarwe watochembera ndizvo zvo.
There's no way you are born adult.
Hakuna anozvarwa atone ndebvu kudaro.
You are born infant.
Unotozvarwa uri kamwana kadiki.
Then you've got to grow.
Wozokura.
Is that correct?
Icho kwade here.
Amen. This is what happens.
Ndozvayakaitika.
With all animals.
Nemhuka dzose ndozvinoitika nemishiri nezvakadaro.
You are born infant.
Tinozvarwa tichiti.
Even this bride.
Kunyange mwenga.
He's not born adult.
Haangozvarwa akura mwenga.
This bride is born infant.
Mwana uyu mwenga anozvarwa achiri mudiki mwenga.
The prophet is giving us a timeline.
Muprofita ari kutipa nguva.
Is that right?
Amen.
To see when this bride is coming into view.
Ndikuona pari kuuya mwenga pakuti aonekwe.
Is that true?
Chokwadi here.
The power of God.
Simba ramwari.
Has begun to fall in her.
Atanga kuwira pamwenga.
She is taking form.
Akutora chimiro mwenga.
A bride for his bridegroom.
Mwenga anaitwa chikomba chake.
The three stars.
Nyeredzi nhatu.
Meant his perfection.
Zairewa kukwaniswa kwake.
Of the heavenly father.
Kwa baba yeye kudenga.
Of the trinity becoming one on earth.
Unye vatatu avachiva mumwe chete panyika pakati pedu.
God's office is becoming one office.
Ma office matatu amwari achiva imwe chete.
What happened now?
Chii chinoitika zvino.
Is the church of the living God.
Ichechi yamwari mupenyu.
Coming together under the word of God.
Irikuya pasi peshoko ramwari pamwe chete.
And the astronomic heaven.
Zvomuchadenga izvenyeredzi
zviri
kuzivisa kuuya kwake.
Amen.
Amen.
Might not believe that.
Unogona kuti hadza kuzvitenda.
But it is the word just the same.
Asi shoko zvakangodaro rimwe chete.
Yes, sir.
Hongu changamire.
Says you might not believe it.
Unogona kuti hadza kuzvitenda.
But it is the word of God.
Asi ishoko ramwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Do we believe that also?
Tinozvitendawo here zvekare izvi.
Amen.
Amen.
Because
nekuti
when the prophet started preaching,
profita pavakatanga kuparidza,
he was not preaching to the bride.
Vanga vasingaparidzire mwengayo.
Did you know that?
Munaiziva here izvozvo.
He was preaching to the world.
Vaitoparidzira nyika yose.
And he was going to the Pentecostal churches.
Vachipinda mumachechi echipentecosti.
Different denominations.
Nemasangano akasiyana siyana.
Going to Africa.
Vachienda kuAfrica, India,
Asia,
in Europe.
Kunana Europe. What was he doing?
Vaiitei.
He was calling the bride.
Vaidana mwenga.
By a message.
Kubva pamaridzo iyoyo.
Amen.
Amen.
So there was no message yet.
Kwanga kusati kwaane chinhu chinonzi message.
Where he was preaching.
Kwavaiparidza ikoko.
He was calling the bride.
Vaidana mwenga.
By a message.
Nemharidzo.
So there was no message church.
Saka kwakusina cheche mharidzo kwavaienda muprofita.
Is that true?
Icho kwadere.
But
asi.
We are hearing him now in 62.
Takuvanzwa zvino muna 1962.
And he is telling us.
Vakutudza.
How the bride is coming in.
Kuti mwenga ari kuuya pakuonekwa se.
Is that right?
Amen.
She's now realizing.
Ah, ucherechedza zvino.
This is different.
Kuti izvasiyana.
This is different from Pentecost.
Izvasiyana nechipentekosti.
It's different from Methodist.
Zvasiyana nechimethodist.
Come out of here, my people.
Budai mavari vanhu vangu.
And people started to move.
Vanhu vakatanga kufamba.
Away from their different denominations.
Vachibuda kubva kumasangano akasiyana siyana.
And coming up to a message church.
Vachiuya kuchechi yemharidzo.
Is that right?
Izvozve.
And we see the different brothers.
Tobva taona hama dzakasiyana siyana.
Different parts of America.
Nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzeAmerica.
Now coming under the message.
Dzakuya pasi pemharidzo.
Of William Branham.
Ya William Branham.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Muri kuzvibata here zvandikutaura?
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't understand that.
Ukashaya kuzvinzwisisa izvi.
You, it means your jigsaw puzzle.
Zvoreva kuti jigsaw puzzle
can never be in place.
Haikwanise kuti zvigadzirisike.
Because you must know.
Unofanira kuziva.
Where the church started forming up.
Pakatanga kuumbwa kereke.
Is that right?
Ndizvozve.
In the 50s there was no church.
Kuma 1950 kwakusati kwava nechurch.
Is that right?
Ndizvozve.
There was a Branham Tabernacle. Yes.
Kwaiva neBranham Tabernacle hongu.
Is that right?
Ndizvozve.
And he was preaching the message there.
Vaiparidza mharidzo ikoko.
That was the only place.
Ndonzvimbo chete
in the whole world.
Pasi rose.
Where there were people that believed the message.
Kwaiva nevanhu vaitenda mharidzo.
But he was going around the world.
Asi vaitenderera nyika dzose.
With the sign.
Ne
of the Messiah.
Chiratidzo chaMessiah.
To pull the people.
Kudhonza vanhu.
From the different denominations.
Kubva kumasangano akasiyana
siyana. So that they get to see.
Kuti vagoona.
What the message is all about.
Chiri mharidzo.
Is that right?
Chukwadiri.
So when you are seeing him.
Kana uchimuona.
1962.
Like this.
Amen.
Amen.
And he saying, he's talking about an infant church.
Vautaura pamusoro peka church kadika akasvava
kechi. This must not confuse you.
Hazvifane kukuvhiringidza.
Because the church is coming to view.
Nekuti church yakusvika pakuonekwa.
It was not there.
Yanga isiko nguva yese.
It's coming into view.
Yakutanga kuchionekwa zvino.
Is that true?
Chukwadiri.
That's what we have got to realize.
Ndozvaunofanira kucherechedza izvi.
What's happening?
Chii chiri kuitika?
He says I'm closing.
Hanzi ndakuvhara zvino.
Me, okay, just a few more minutes.
Isusu tichine kanguva kakatiwo.
Am I say these friends?
Ndinogona kutaura izvi shamwari dzangu.
The church is coming forth.
Kereke yakubuda yosumuka.
God is going to have a church.
Mwari vachazenge vaine kereke.
Without spot or wrinkle.
Isina gwapa kana kuunyana.
And she is predestinated.
Kereke iyo yakafanotemerwa.
God said so.
Mwari vakatodaro.
He would have it.
Vaitozofanira kuva nayo.
Is that right?
Amen.
So the church is predestinated.
Church yakafanotemerwa.
Amen.
Amen.
That makes it right.
Zvinozvita kuti zviyo zvakanaka.
Who is a member?
Ndiani mhengo dzacho?
I'm trusting. to be myself. I'm trusting you. I am member.
But
he's going to have a body without spot or wrinkle. And I believe that these latter day signs and things that's happening, every one of them is peeling together. Amen. To show that Christ is ready to come. God is in his world made manifest. In a man, a perfect man, so is God and his world coming again.
And
making himself manifested in a bride. Not
will
do like Eve did.
Hybrid
it to something else. But the unadulterated word of God will be born into that church. Amen.
Amen.
And she will stand like Jesus Christ did. Amen. He says, I believe is the announcement now. Praise God.
Amen.
The church has got to stand like Jesus Christ. The prophet said, there will come a day that won't be called day or night, but in the evening time, it shall be light. All you Bible readers know that. What happened? Civilization travels from the east to west. China is the old civilization we have. Civilization began in the east. It went with the sun, traveling west. Where is it at? West coast. If it goes any further, it's back east again. See what I mean? The same sun that raises in the east is the same sun that sets in the west. The same S-U-N and the same S-O-N. Do you see the shift? Amen.
Amen.
The Son of God that came to the earth to take a bride in the eastern people. And that bride polluted herself like Eve did, like Jehovah's bride did. Amen. That same sun that shines there with his same power upon
Pentecost
to ripen the seed that he had planted. That same S-O-N is shining now in the Western Hemisphere. Where is the prophet speaking from? Western Hemisphere. Is that right? Said the same sun that came for the eastern people is the same sun that is coming in the Western Hemisphere. To show you we are living in the end time. To ripen the seed that's been planted. To bring forth a bride. The evening light of the gospel will bring forth a bride.
Amen.
For the Lord Jesus. There is some of the evening seed. Seed signs, hundreds of
them.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord wonderful? This coat was showing you that the bride was coming into view. There was no bride before
there.
We were seeing a development of one man ministry, which was
Brother Branham.
But that one man ministry was sent to a many body member so that they too, when they are beholding that one, they're going to be pulled away from the different churches and the different systems that they were in so that they might have the same message to
them.
Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
That's the movement. And we know what happened in 1963. The cloud came. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know when Jesus came first time? You know what he said? He says, birds of the air have got nests.
The shiri dzemuchadenga dzinovaka matendere.
Foxes have got holes.
Makava anochera mwena.
But the son of man.
Asi mwana komana wemunhu.
Has nowhere to lay his head.
Haana pokutombotaisa musoro wake.
Is that right?
Amen.
Because there was no headstone.
Nekuti kwakusina dombo repamusoro.
But in this day.
Asi muzuva rino.
He is not able to say the same.
Achakwanisa kuramba achiti handina pokuisa musoro futi.
Because now the headstone has come.
Dombo repamusoro rakauya here.
Because the body is there.
Nekuti mutumbi wacho wapo.
Is that right?
Ndizvozve.
Where do you put your head on?
Iwo unoisa musoro wako kupi?
On your shoulders.
Pamapendeketa pamafudza.
Is that right?
Amen.
So he came.
Akauya.
Because the church has been growing from Paul.
Nekuti kereke yanga iri kukura kubva kuna Paul.
To Irenaeus, from through Irenaeus. Coming up, is that right? Until this time, when the capstone has got to come, the same one that we call the capstone is the head that is going to come upon the pyramid. Is that right?
Amen.
So this is the time of completion. He must complete the church. And each individual in the church must have his life kept by the Holy Ghost. Is that right?
Amen.
This is where we are. Amen.
Amen.
But before the prophet went in 65, I want to read this quote. So that we can see the progression. 1965, God's only provided place of worship.
1965,
amen.
Amen.
Are you seeing the progression? Are you seeing the movement? Amen.
Amen.
1965,
he
says. 1965, I believe the church is beginning to hear the message and beginning to understand it. Are you seeing what he's saying? He's talking about the church that was infant. Is that right?
Amen.
But in 1965, you don't remain infant. If a baby remains infant, 2 years no teeth, 5 years no teeth. 5 years can't even sit and can't even crawl. Then we begin to look at one another. I think we've got a problem here. Is that right? Isn't this what we will do? When others of his age, 5 years, they're going to crash. But this one is still down there. There's a problem. Is that right?
Amen.
So the church,
saka church
must grow.
Inofanwa kukura.
You don't remain infant.
Hairambe iri rusvava.
So we're looking at a growing church.
Tikutarisa kereke, takatarisa kereke iri kukura.
We saw it infant 62.
Takaiona ichiri karusvava muna 1962.
Amen. 1963 she receives a head.
63 oyobva yagamuchira musoro.
Which means it's an individual.
Zvoreva kuti adunga munhu.
It's a mighty marching army.
Yeyi hondo huru iri kufamba ifambira mberi.
Fulfilling the vision of Ezekiel.
Ichizadzikisa chiratidzo chaimuprofita Ezekiel.
Can these bones live?
Mapfupa ayangararama here mwana komana womu.
Are you seeing? Is tying up the whole Bible together.
Murikuona here kuti inobatanidza nyaya yacho Bhaibheri rese pamwe chete.
Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet picks the vision of Ezekiel in Christ, his mystery of God revealed.
Profita vanotora chiratidzo cha Ezekiel muna Kristu chakavanzika chamwariswa
pachi. 1963. And he's saying, can these bones live? He wasn't just talking about it because it's a message that must be preached. But he's looking at a mighty marching army. And you are one of the soldiers in the mighty marching army. An army is composed of many soldiers. Is that right? But before they were standing in the valley, it was dry bones. But the message of this hour brings life. To join up all these bones together. This message brings flesh on these bones. This message brings life
to
that flesh.
And
he stands like a mighty
marching army.
That army has got to hear the message.
And this is what
he's talking about. I believe the church is beginning
to hear the message.
And beginning to understand it. But friend, listen. We've got to lay in the presence of the Son. We've got to be ripened. Our faith isn't ripe. Intellectually, we are hearing the message that God has given us. And seeing the signs that he showed us. And proving it by the Bible. Is there. But oh, how the church needs to lay in his presence. Till it tenders up. You know, and it gets sweet in the spirit so that it can bath down from here into the heart. Sometime in speaking the message, you get harsh. Have to break it in like that. Because you've got to cleanse a nail to make it hold. And when the church once gets it, the elected is called out
and
separated. Then in the presence of God. I know it will be something like the people was there. When he takes the rapture. Amen.
Amen.
He is not coming to rapture an infant.
He's
coming to rapture a people that's mature. Is that right? And he says, we must lay in the presence of the Son. So that we might be ripened. Ready for harvest. Sometimes we don't understand why farmers keep corn in the field for a long time. Other people have harvested and put in the
corner
already. But this guy is still in the field. It's not that they don't have time. They are waiting for this maize or this corn to bask in the sun until the greenness, the moisture must be taken
out.
We heard that in order for a seed to be put in a garner, it must have less than 20% moisture. But if it has got more than 12% moisture, it will rot in the
garner.
Are you getting that? But our problem, we don't want to lay in the presence of the Son. Not this Son, but the Son of God. He must shine on us. We want his radiation to be upon us. And he removes all the greenness. Amen.
Amen.
Everything to do with a human being must be removed out of us until we get to be like Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Don't you want to be like him? The only way we can do that is to allow his message to work on us. Remove greenness out of you until we are like him. Let's stand upon our
feet.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord really wants us to assume the image of the Son of God. We want to be like him. He wants us to be like him.
Iye vada kuti tifanane navo.
And it's our desire today.
Chishuwo chedu nhasuno.
That we get to be like him.
Kuti tigofanana navo zvikare.
We want to sing to be like Jesus.
Tida kuimba kufanana na Jesu.
I believe that's all our desire.
Tenda kuti chishuwo chedu tose.
We want to be like Jesus.
Tida kuva sa Jesu.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zita ra Jehovha ngarirumbidzwe.
Jesus, everybody now. Everybody, to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. to close our eyes and bow our heads tonight. I believe it's your desire this evening that he must open your eyes, that we see his program, and that we are part of the program of God, and that we've been in a motion, but there must be a change of our bodies. We must go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we believe we are part of that program. And if you really want God to include you and to involve you, and you want to work in that program, as we pray, why don't you raise your hand? I want to ask Brother Love Momangena.
Chakumbira Brother Love Momangena.